Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody get up.
What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's called, and it's time to wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? You know what today is? Today is hump day. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? For all my people, get your ass out of bed. You know what I'm saying? For the people that's supposed to be getting up, going to the gym, get your ass up and go to the gym. You know what I'm saying? Get that cardio flowing, get that blood flowing in your body. It's a Wednesday morning. You halfway through the week, so it's time to wake your ass up. If you want to hit me up at 347-884-8810, That's 347-884-8810. I got a lot of local news going on this morning, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get back to that. But my thing is this. I got a lot of cats hitting me up, you know what I'm saying, and everything, and you know, it's all good. People talk about, I don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm putting Sly Cat's ass on blast. Yeah, y'all know Sly Cat. He does the recess out here at the Ainsworth, out here at the Hard Rock Casino. This joker sending me a flyer talking about promote his event and everything. Now, this guy, Mark Williams, sending me a flyer talking about promoting this event. Look here, man. I promote Sly Cat's events all the time, and this, that, and the other. They sat out and had several meetings with him. And then now when I come at him and I tell him, yo, man, you know, I want to host some of your events so we can, you know, include the Unsigned Hype and this, that, and the other and everything like that there. Man, you go and get somebody else to do this shit after me and you done talked about it? Nah, player, promote your own fucking event, man. I'm tired of looking out for y'all motherfuckers and this, that, and the other. And then everybody don't want to help me out, or you don't even help promote my shit. But you got me promoting your shit 6 o'clock in the fucking morning on my radio show. That's why you need to wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 6 minutes after 6 a.m. out here. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about a little bit of rain today. You know, it's getting a little chilly. We're getting into these holidays, y'all, and everything. It's Black Friday getting ready to come up. We got people putting up Christmas trees already. You know what I'm saying? So the high right now is a fair 50 degrees. You know what I'm saying? The high today is going to be 66 with a little chance of some thunder showers. You know what I mean? And they got Kanye West and with a new wild-ass video. I swear, this nigga is nothing but a buffoon. It's like, yo, player, all you doing is shucking and jiving and this and the other, stepping and fetching. He don't think that you're already a slave to the media, but you want to beat up the media all the fucking time and this and the other, that you're already a slave to the media. So for everybody that's out there trying to get me to promote their shit, and everything, like, yeah, Fat Man, do me this favor and everything like that. I done everybody favors. You know what I'm saying? Y'all done fucked around and caught me in the wrong motherfucking mood this morning. You know what I mean? And I'm going to let y'all motherfuckers have it. Because it's like, yo, nice guys finish last. You know what I'm saying? But the guy that finished first is the guy that ain't worried about shit.
Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Round round with that rope. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly knock with feet. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now nigga wanna touch me. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I'm round round with that Nina. I'm round round with that AK, that HA, that SK, that beam on the scope. Window down, blowing smoke. Niggas front and be broke. Try rob me, gon' get smoked. That gun automatic. My car automatic. Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly knock with feet. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Money don't mean nothing. nothing, nada. Bitches don't mean nothing, nada. Coming with your hand out, nigga. I don't owe you nothing, nada. I'm round round with that work,
that work.
Max Lord Stroud, I'm hurt,
I'm hurt.
I'll ride through Mount Haven, I'll ride through Castle Hill. You know that coupe half a million. Fuck how niggas feel. Cause I ain't really worried about nothing. My niggas ain't worried about nothing. Ain't worried about none.
Work.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
I ain't worried about none.
Nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Round round with that whip.
Nothing.
Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me.
Money.
Molly knock with fear. Money don't mean nothing.
Niggas
don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Montana. I ain't worried about a motherfucking thing, nigga. See you niggas shaking in your motherfucking boots. That untouchable empire. Dream team.
Hey,
worry about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
What's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Digging it down,
digging it down.
Throw on my face, let her sit where I smile.
Sit where I smile.
In the bedroom, it ain't no room.
Ain't no room.
Running that pussy like it got on shoes.
What?
Make her shoot it first, first like Kobe. When I'm done, do the beat it up, dance like Jody.
Hey.
Have her ass making tacos, cleaning the shit.
Cleaning
do you
shit.
Fuck other girls?
Huh?
Pleading the fifth.
What?
Don't be asking no questions.
No questions.
What the boy be about?
Hold up.
Don't let me catch you with another nigga though.
What?
I might start choking you out.
Yeah,
yeah. Stroking you out. Beating
yeah.
it, eating it slow.
Yeah,
yeah, keeping it wet like I'm selling the shine.
Selling the shine.
Stroking your nipples while I play with the hoe. And yeah, we doing it, bear. You better take all the spine.
Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Put it all in her tummy. She on my dick like black people in gin and rummy. Ayy, stop calling to see about me. She turned a friend, he crazy, he got a key about me. Stat a pussy like a knife fight. Disrespectful with the dick, I'm what your wife like. I'm on the corner maintaining the shit. She pull up like, nigga, you out here slanging that shit. Yeah, that. And if I hold out on her, she want a bread bag. Test a nigga like she gone, where her head at. And eat that pussy pipe down, nigga, head crack. You mad, I got her under my spell cause you trap. She be rolling with a nigga cause I rap. Put that nigga so far she burp like yo bad.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
I'm going all out,
all out.
He got that good dick,
ball out.
The dick so big, he don't fall out. Fuck, he's so good, make me crawl out.
Crawl out.
I need that ASAP. I see them bitches in the club tryna take that.
Bitch.
My pussy so good, make them pass that. What I look like, let another bitch have that. You better hit my line, boy. It's nighttime, I'ma take it like a crime, boy. aesthetic, all in my mind, boy. The way I ride, make it bust like a nine, boy. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make it. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make it.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Well, why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
What's poppin', y'all? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up.
Wait a minute, Chris. You don't want to mess with drugs. You know, I tried them once. Exactly. Big mistake. 15, things got way too,
you know,
real.
6:15 going on out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. 6:15 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And big shout-out to my dude that hit me up. I got my man Eric Smitty Smith definitely in the building, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to support Smitty. If y'all need tracks, y'all need beats, y'all need mastering, mixing, Y'all make sure y'all hit up my man Eric Smitty Smith on Facebook, all right? Tell him Fat Man sent you, you know what I'm saying? And he's going to give you the best deal of your life to get your music done. Me and him have done some joints ourselves. Every time I need tracks, he always send me tracks and everything. So big shout out to my man Smitty, you know what I'm saying? You see, he's about to start his morning session. He's cooking breakfast right now. And I got my ears on you. Holla. Big shout out to my man, Eric Smitty Smith. You know what I'm saying? Doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Mechanical Rights, all of that. You know what I mean? I know he had some things going on in court right now that he was getting cleared up for copyright infringement and things like that, y'all. So that's what he'd be trying to get you artists to step your game up and everything. You know what I'm saying? But we got a lot going on right now. And the local news, the hottest thing going on right now that I'm about to report, and this gonna save a lot of people getting their ass whipped and everything, getting their ass whipped on GP. It's a thing going around the 50 states right now. It's really prevalent in New York, and it's called the knockout game, okay? Now, this is like, I guess, the shit that you see on TV, on YouTube, where they sneak up and slap the shit out of somebody or this, that, and the other and everything. Well, now they can take it to another level, and they're walking up behind you and knocking you the hell out, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. But these bitch-ass motherfuckers is preying on the elderly. They're preying on, you know, grandparents, things like that, people that can't help themselves. You know, they did it in New York, in Brooklyn, New York, and the older man died from it because they sucker punched him and this, that, and the other, and he died from it and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So fair warning to anybody out here on the West Coast and shit, figure you go. Sucker punch the Fat Man or this, that, the other, sucker punch anybody, I think you better think twice, you know what I'm saying, because I don't want to see the outcome if you fuck around and sucker punch me, you know what I'm saying. I guess that's just like what Cedric the Entertainer say, I wish a nigga would come up behind me and sucker punch me, boy. I'm just like that other song, where she say, where the lady be singing and this, that, the other, and she say, you know, I want to woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, nigga, I want to woo-hoo-hoo your ass if you sneak up behind me. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, that shit is funny as hell to me, but it's going on around America right now, so y'all make sure y'all be careful. We got these holiday seasons now and everything. I think they're going to start Black Friday tomorrow. All of these stores is open up. They opened up new stores. Everybody trying to stay late and make that money. You know what I'm saying? So it is, the holiday season is upon us. It's time to spend money. You know what I'm saying? In case nobody know, you know, your boy Fat Man birthday is next month. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to keep it simple. Say it with cash. You know what I mean? You know, I take traveler's checks, credit card numbers. you can put a little something, you can put a little something in you know, in the card and mail it to me. This, that, and the other. Big shout out to my man D. Jones out there in Denver, Colorado, that's always rolling with me. I'm pretty sure he's taking his kid to school while he's having his wake and bake. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had me some wake and bake right about now, playing, because it'll be on and popping. I don't even have my cocoa this morning. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, your boy. You see where I'm at? Everything. It's all good. Oh, man, damn. Y'all got me swallowing spit and this and the other, choking myself. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. We having fun this morning. You know what I'm saying? You got the fat man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all, we going to be right back with some more local news right after these messages. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. I am your host, the Fat Man, Detroit's finest. Let's go.
Like today, God, I said nothing went my way. Trying to find some peace within, but there ain't no rest for a weary man. Everything seems to get me down.
live out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's my man, Gerald LaVert. It's funny you should call today. You know what I'm saying? You ever had somebody call you that you ain't heard from in a minute, and everything just put a smile on your face, and you'd be like, you know what? I was just thinking about your ass and everything. You know what I'm saying? Funny that you called me. But like I said, y'all, it's going down out here, Las Vegas, Nevada, 6:25 a.m. in the morning. Wake your ass up, morning show. If you got anything to say to me or anything like that, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Like I said, in local news today, around the world, they're playing the knockout game where they just randomly run up and just knock your ass out and this and the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything. My man, my man D. Jones say, yeah, they can come to the West Coast with that shit. Bitch boy gang, whatever you do, whatever they need to be called and everything. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, y'all come out. That's like what Grandma Clump told him. You're going to walk over, but you're going to limp back. Come on. Let's do this. Come on. You're going to walk over, but you're going to limp back. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because where I come from, we carry a straight razor, my nigga. So, like, look here, wherever I lay it on you, you're going to cut yourself. I ain't even got to cut you. You're going to cut yourself. That's on some old pimp gangster shit. Don't y'all know? Y'all don't know nothing about no straight razors and this, that, and the other and everything from back in the day, back when your dad used to go get them shaves in the barbershop and that man would lay him back in the chair like he about to lay down and go to sleep and switched it, stroked this razor back and forth on this big black-ass belt that was on the side of the damn barber chair and everything like that. Y'all remember that shit. Y'all remember your daddy taking you to the barber shop and he tells the barber some shit like, give him a Covadis. The fuck is a Covadis? I thought that was a fade. No, that's cutting all your fucking hair off and you're bald and shit. You know what I'm saying? They just got to, you know, a name for it, let's give him a Covadis and things like that. So, man, that's crazy, you know what I'm saying? But also going on out here in Las Vegas, they're getting ready to increase, or they got the order to hold on increasing the sales tax from 8.1% to 8.25%. Now, this shit is to get more police out here. I don't know about y'all, but where I stay at over here at the projects, there's enough fucking police out here, and this, that, and the other. Shit, you go out there, they're greeting you with coffee and donuts and shit, and this, that, and the other, and everything. And then, what's your name? What you doing over here and everything? You know what I'm saying? Somebody made a post on Facebook last night that said, the feds ain't watching. You niggas is snitching. Yeah. I'm going to say that again, you know what I'm saying? The feds ain't watching. You niggas is snitching. That's what's going on.
We the motherfucking best, nigga.
You got your boy Batman up in here. You know what I'm saying? If you're snitching, you can't wake up in a brand new Bugatti. You know, ass going to be locked up. You got your boy Batman up in here.
I can't look into your eyes. I stay smoking on good to me. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. Hating on rich as a bitch. $100K I spun that on my wrist. $200 spun that on your bitch. Do me your model, put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again. Killing the scene, bring the coroner in. Murder she wrote, swallow a choke. Hit her and go, I won't call her again. Won't slip running in my own it. Crib as big as a college. Smoke me a pound of the loudest. Whipping some shit with no mileage. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses all in them Porsches. You pussies can't handle afford it. $4,200 my mortgage. Falling on niggas like Corbett. Fuck all you haters, you call me. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Reppin' my city and runnin' my state. Keep me a pistol, they run with the cave. Niggas won't beef, then I bitches to play. Bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races.
sound. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Again, let go that flow, bringing tragedy in. Top me your chain, your salary spent. Niggas just sweeping them cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend. Rolling them skinny like Olsen twins. Niggas is squares, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian shit. Demons, I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling some pussy, then hop on the leer. Strap with them choppers in back of the rear. Sock posse, them killers is here. Woke up early, they mounted. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pockets as fat as a tumor. Me and that nigga, no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Wanted with me, I deliver the beast. Real niggas only enjoying the feast. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No Louboutins when that red on your sleep. Bang, 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 bang.
I come looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
Hey, I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Photographs of dope boys. It's all they taking, fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. It's why they hating, push a button on his broke boys. As detonation walk the road to riches bare feet. Me, I watch mama struggle, now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a key, that 12G. I'm trying to bubble every summer, a new LP. You gotta love me, I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bonus, hit that man, that's from 30 feet. Left in the puddle, fingerprints is on a honey meal. That's what it is, Ricky Rose and Nate Hood. We hella trip, yeah.
I come looking for you a Haitian.
What you know about this?
I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best.
I
put
bitches in different races. You get money, they started hating.
Hey, I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. As many times as we've loved and we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough.
Oh, baby. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to. No matter how I try, it's like the more you give, the more I want. And baby, that's no lie. Oh no, baby. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change. Something moves, I scream your name. Look what you got to do with, darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Oh, no, baby. Girl, if I could only make you see and make you understand. Girl, your love for me is all I need. And
Can't get enough of your love, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all know. Y'all know I gotta play my man Barry, because, you know, that's what I'm about to start getting into. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Fat Man about to start getting up on stage doing his damn thing. I know I made a post the other night, last night, about an impromptu performance, you know what I'm saying, that I did. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go check it out and everything. Fat Man always out having fun. Big shout out to my man Eddie Hughes. You know, it's going down every Monday night at the Luna Lounge, 3750 Las Vegas Boulevard, you know what I'm saying? And we doing it real big every Monday night, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. But tonight, if y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Tonight it goes down. We got the Latin Grammys, you know what I'm saying, and everything tonight. Tonight we got a whole host of stars coming out. Big shout out to my man Yaya, you know what I'm saying, because tonight we honor him and his listening party, you know what I'm saying, for This Is How We Ball. Big shout out to my man SK, you know what I'm saying, he's going to definitely be in the building. We got Ski Boo, we got Young Hefner, we got AMB, we got Lyric the Assassin, which I heard is SK Dow, you know what I'm saying? He didn't went and got his Social Security number changed and all of that, you know what I'm saying, and getting the name changed and everything. making it legit, you know what I'm saying? Also, we got my man P-Dot Freeze is going to be representing Hood Set, and of course, the Ghetto Hippie is going to be in the house, unsigned hype artist, you know what I'm saying, Papa Dad, and my man Mikey VIP is definitely going to be in the building. Campfire Music is going to be in the house. And the chick that I don't like, and that's Perea Bad, I just don't like that bitch. I ain't even going to lie. I don't give a fuck if y'all tell her either, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Because I done told her to her face. You know what I mean? It's free all night long. If you can make it to the free show, something is wrong. If you can't make it to a free show, something is wrong. We got the Latin Grammy party, Skull Family, you know, CEO and founder and artist, Yaya, you know, featuring Lyric the Assassin, SK Diamond Boy with the new hot single, That's How We Ball. It's a listening party going down tonight. Music provided by DJ Jose and DJ Suave, you know what I'm saying, hosted by the fat motherfucker you're listening to right now, the fat man, yours truly, you know what I'm saying, with live performances by Las Vegas Best, you know what I mean, so everybody's going to definitely be in the building. It is no cover flyer is designed by Dean Jones of Skull Family Records Graphics. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody. Skull Family is definitely going to be in the building. Big shout out to my man Earl Kobedi, K-O-B-E-D-I. You know what I'm saying? It's going down out there in Johannesburg, Africa. You know what I'm saying? And everything, you know. He's one of the hot DJs out there. Hold on just a minute. And everything. So it's going down out there in Johannesburg, Africa, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's called Summer Days. You know what I'm saying? Hosted by Timon. You know what I mean? And sponsored by Remy Martin. Taboo, you know what I'm saying? Society is starts Friday, November 29th. Society presents Summer Days. And DJ Robin Island, DJ Robin Island, man, is going to be on the ones and twos and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my girl, Tyra Glover. She's logging on and everything, you know what I mean, and listening. I hope she's listening to me. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's up with my ass this early in the damn morning and everything. I know I've been talking on other local news. I know I've been talking about people, parents being aware of what their children are doing on the internet. One of the shows that I was telling you about was Catch a Predator. You know what I'm saying? And out here in Vegas, they've caught a couple of people that's been trying to lure young teenage girls, 13, 14, 11, and 12, you know, try and lure them to meet them in certain places and everything like that. So they put us up on, I did some research, and it's a certain type of lingo and talk that they do when these predators are dealing with your kids on online and on Facebook in these chat rooms and everything. Please find out what your kid is doing right now, you know what I'm saying, because we are losing kids to these predators that's trying to prey on their innocence. And, well, let's keep it 600. Some of these kids ain't innocent. Some of y'all got some badass kids and everything like that. And the other, you know what I mean? And I'm just keeping it 600. You know what I mean? And, you know, y'all need to watch out what your kids do. Some of these little young teenage girls is hot in the ass. You know what I'm saying? And you got somebody on the other line telling them how they're going to shower them with gifts and all of that. But the internet is luring young ladies with their own code, okay? Like, for instance, PAW means parents are watching, okay? You know what I'm saying? And they're finding these kids on their gaming sites, in the chat rooms, wherever your kid is, basically what he's doing on Facebook and all of that, everything. It's kind of monitor. Be aware of what's going on. Make sure your kid is not giving out your damn address and phone number. Hell, some of you grown-ass motherfuckers and some of you grown-ass women shouldn't be giving out your address and your phone number and all of that shit to somebody that you just met online 15 minutes ago. Do you know that technology these days, they can reverse your number and they'll get your home address, where you work at, your Social Security number, and everything? Do not sleep on technology, all right? Technology is a motherfucker right now. You can find anybody on technology, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So, you know, you got your boy up in here, 6:43 a.m., you know what I'm saying, and we getting it in right now. Hit me up at 347-884-8810, y'all. And you got your boy. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. If your ass is oversleeping, then you need to wake the hell up. All right? Because I ain't going to keep saying this. Because you know why? Because I'm just too damn good. Mm-hmm. everybody got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up on this show. That's my man Gerald LaFleur. It's too damn good for you. You know what I'm saying? It is 6:48 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. What's going on, everybody? I guess you're getting up, getting your ass ready for work. You on your way to work. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't on your way to work, wake your ass up and get ready and go to work. If you're off today, then wake your ass up, get up, and get your blood pumping, preferably to get up and have some morning sex. If you ain't having no morning sex, you can't get your blood to pumping. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Y'all know I keep it 600. You know what I'm saying? The way that I lost 300 pounds, I had a hell of a sex life. You know what I mean? Yo, in other news, y'all, yesterday we had out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, we've been talking about helping the homeless and everything. Big shout out to the Thick Nation. We're going to feed 500 people this year for Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? So if you got any donations, any turkeys, canned goods, anything like that, you can hit me up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Fat Man Detroit's Finest, a.k.a. L.A. Mobley Jr. Inbox me. Let me know if you got some donations, blankets, clothes. The toy drive kicks off Monday. You know what I'm saying? So everybody can start hitting me up and bringing me one unwrapped toy, okay? Because last year I put out toy boxes and this, that, and the other, and I still ain't seen them damn toys and everything. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got a Hamburglar around this motherfucker. We got a toy smuggler around this one, smuggling toys and shit and this, that, and the other, taking them from little kids. You ought to be ashamed of your damn self. And from what I hear, the bitch still got the toys in the fucking garage and this, that, and the other. Boy, you're going to burn in hell. You're going to burn in hell with gasoline draws and a gasoline bra on, too. So your draws and your bra going to be on fire and shit in motherfucking in hell and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But yesterday, you know I'm gonna jump in the joker's ass and just say the other. I ain't playing. Hold on. Old boy who was on the phone, got to give me a chance to answer the phone. Y'all can't, you know, yo, y'all on the phone. Y'all want me to answer the phone all quick and this, that, and the other. Hell, you ain't the only person calling me. Anyway, went down yesterday, Nevada Homeless Alliance, you know what I'm saying? They had the Southern Nevada Project Homeless Connection, okay? That was yesterday, 9 o'clock to 4 p.m. It was very, very, very successful. You know, they had all these services were for free, you know what I'm saying? So if you wanted to go and get yourself hooked up, they had all types of services for free, that including housing and shelter, Medicare, immunizations, benefit assistance, social services, a pet check and care. Bring your pets. They had giveaways. LV Municipal Court was there, so if your ass had warrants, If y'all ass had warrants or something like that, you could have got that cleared up. They had legal services, veterans assistance, family services, teen services, senior services, children's activities, job readiness services, mental health services, substance abuse services, community resources, haircuts, lunch, and a bag check. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the state of Nevada did yesterday for our homeless. You know, big shout out to them and everything, doing the damn thing, you know what I'm saying? In other entertainment news, well, in other news this morning, George Zimmerman gets out of jail, okay? They let this Al-Qaeda-looking motherfucker out of jail. This motherfucker looked like he's from Iraq and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? But Zimmerman gets bail and serves divorce papers, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, for carrying another shotgun, you know what I'm saying? Why the hell, you know what I mean? That's just like perfect example. There's a Florida state senator, all right? Okay, now, I take that back. A Florida congressman. There was a Florida congressman right now who just got caught with cocaine possession, okay? Now, these senators, no wonder why the government and shit is all fucked up, because everybody's tooting and snooting and this, that, and the other, smoking and shit, and you can't run shit right. So this Florida congressman just got caught with possession of cocaine. This is what they're going to do for him. They're going to give him 90 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. Really? You got to be fucking kidding me. When Pookie got caught with a $20 rock, they gave that motherfucker 5 years. You know what I'm saying? When Peaches got caught, I knew it was heroin and shit, but when Peaches got caught, they gave her 5 to 10. And now here's a Florida congressman that gets caught with cocaine on him, and he says, oh, I'm sorry, it was just a dumb mistake on my part. You ain't bullshitting, it's a dumb mistake on your part and everything, but all he gets is a slap on the wrist and a fine of $1,000. I don't get it, y'all. I do not get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. And you know what? It says in the Bible, we're not supposed to get it. You know what I'm saying? We're not supposed to understand what's going on and everything. We're supposed to leave that to the man upstairs. But sometimes you just want to ask the man upstairs, man, what is everybody thinking about? You know what I'm saying? So it's like this, make sure the feds is, like they said, the feds ain't watching. These niggas is snitching, you know what I'm saying? We about to cash out right here, 6:45 a.m. You got the fat man up in here. If you want to talk to me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. I know I got a caller on the line, 702-6952. Y'all, my eyes ain't what they used to be and everything. But right after this, we'll be back. We're going to start taking some calls and getting our question for the day jumping off, all right? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, live and direct. Wake your ass up, morning show.
My daughter talk for me, they say, I can't, I meet you.
I can't, I meet you.
She fly out high in the sky, no, I can't see you.
I can't see you.
Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm catching up.
I'm catching up.
Got a condo around my neck, girl, I'm catching up.
I'm catching up.
But it's this whole soul round, round with that needle. My diamonds out for me, they say, I can't, I meet you. I got the slash out of my back, these toes out of my back, these plugs all on my back, cause they know I'm moving that back. These Louis all on my face, hope he'll stay up on my waist. Plus it ain't on me for nothing, so please don't make me catch your case. Cause bitch, I'm bout it. Me walk around with no check on me, yeah, I doubt it. Your girl ain't finna leave with me, yeah, I doubt it. And I'm like, what the hell they talk about it? And if I got it, I bout it, cause boy, you know I'm catching out. But it's this old soul, round, round with that Nina. With a hoe named Keisha, smoking on Keisha. My diamonds out for me, they say, I can't, I meet you.
I can't, I meet you.
She fly out high in the sky, hoe, I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm catching up. Got a condo around my neck, girl, I'm catching up. But it's this old soul, round, round with that Nina. My diamonds out for me, they say, I can't, I meet you. Okay, I dropped the top. Hopping, hoes they coming by flocking, birds they coming by flocking, passing birds like stocking, play with my money, I'm popping, no acting, but it's moving, got spins on the beat, so we ain't losing, don't act like your hoe ain't choosing, I'm blowed up, yeah, I'm the bomb, round, round, blowing on stank bomb, put so good, you stank mom, pop flow, sweet chilling at the pond, we want a whole load, leave out the chrome, till then I'm running my check up, and this fucker Bugatti, I'm calling my jet up. But it's this old soul, round, round with that Nina. Round with a hoe named Keisha, smoking on Keisha. My diamonds talk for me, they say, I can't, I meet you. She fly out high in the sky, hoe, I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm catching up. Got a condo round my neck, girl, I'm catching up. But it's this old soul, round, round with that Nina. My diamonds talk for me, they say, I can't, I meet you. Pimpin' over here, shut. Time to cop the Maybach, already had the vert. I got big money vision, Sammy Sosa pigeon. What that mean? That mean they jumpin' out the kitchen. And I'm on the money mission, nobody can stop me. Just grab your camcorder, press record and go on and watch me. And you can skate on my ice, just like you playin' hockey. And in the booth, I beat the beat up, call me Rocky, yeah, I'm cocky. 36 on, so round, round with that Nina.
Ride with a hoe named Keisha, smoking on Keisha. My diamonds talk for me, they say, how can I meet you? G5, how high in the sky, ho, I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm catching up. Got a condo round my neck, girl, I'm catching up. 36 hoes, so round, round with that needle. My diamonds talk for me, they say, how can I meet you?
If Keisha likes to be smoked on or anything like that, I'm not sure, but she's riding around with that Nina and this and the other, and you know, 36 rounds smoking on Keisha. I don't know. It's 36 rounds. That means he got a gun. So what? He holding a gun to Keisha's head? Something like that. I don't know. 6:58 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wake your ass up, morning show. You know what I'm saying? Got your boy Pat Man out here. 50-something degrees, 56 degrees this morning. You know what I'm saying? The high is going to be the high of 67. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Still a little chilly. They're talking about some rain in our forecast today and everything. And I got a caller on the line, 702-6952. What's going on? Wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Man. Who is this?
This is your boy, the OGC. What's up, Fat Man?
Yo, what's going on, OGC? What's popping with you, man?
Man, you know, we got the big event coming up Saturday over at the library, man. I just want to thank you, for putting me in the direction of that artist. I need a female artist, man, but it's free, open
right,
door,
right.
Children-friendly, man. So how you doing, man? I'm loving your show, man. I'm feeling it, dude. I'm feeling it.
Man, I'm doing fine, man. I'm blessed. In case anybody, y'all don't know who this is calling me on the phone, this is a very, very, very near and dear friend of mine. This is, I call him OGC, you know what I'm saying? This is the owner and founder of Skip to My Loot Records, you know what I'm saying? And we used to do a lot of shit back in the day. I mean, we was running around here, you know what I'm saying? OGC would come pick me up and keep me over his house for the weekend, and we'd be up there recording and everything. Man, everything is good, man. Matter of fact, man, I just put Marquise on the latest mixtape.
Cool. Awesome, baby.
Yeah. So we still out here holding down, OGC, man. What's been going on? You tell me you've been real active in the church lately. What's been going on?
Yeah, listen, man, you know what? I'm glad you gave me the name OGC. You gave me that name, and it stuck. And it was Old Gangsta Clans. I remember that. But I changed it to One of God's Children, and I done flipped the script,
okay,
man. I'm doing gospel music. My new CD is coming out. It's called Just Pray. I mean, and I'm still, you know, doing some other things with other artists, but you know what I'm saying? But my focus really right now, man, is, you know, on Lord Gospel. You know what I'm saying? Because I just think it's a heartfelt music. And I know a lot of friends of mine right now, man, out there that's just suffering, man. And you know what? I just think I don't do it. God does it for me, man. So, hey, I'm just kind of like the vehicle. So I'm excited about it, man. But more than anything, man, I'm excited about your radio show. I've been listening to it for a couple of days, and I've been trying to get to call in, but man, I really love this show. I want to listen to radio, and this is what I need in the morning, some for real shit, and I'm feeling it, man.
Right.
I really am.
Well, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. Now, I know holiday season is coming up and everything, and I know, fellas, you out there trying to find that woman, that right type of gift, and this, that, and the other. Well, let me let y'all put y'all up on some game. My man, OGC, he's out there selling cars, okay? Y'all need a new car for the new year. You need to call. You need to hit up my man OGC Clans. Make sure you give them all your information, man, so they can come out there and get them a brand new car for 2014.
You know what, man? That's cool. I'm over to Friendly Ford. I'm the training manager. You'll get the best prices. Come and see me, man.
Okay.
I'm 650 North Decatur Boulevard. Or call me personally. 702-375-6952. Call me, and I'm going to tell you what all you got to do is mention Fat Man. That's all you got to say. Buzzword,
okay.
Fat Man. And let me tell you what, from that point on, you will get the royal red carpet treatment, I guarantee
it. There it is. Get that address again where you're at, man, so they can make sure they can hit you up.
I'm at 660 North Decatur Boulevard. And here, Fat Man, it's right over the neck by Western High School. But more than that, man, people are not getting borrowed money because they think the banks don't want a loan. The banks are sitting on so much money with nobody to give it to, man. Come down here and get some of this money and get you guys a good, safe call.
Okay, well, check this out. I got a young lady right now who just went and bought a car. Her warranty just went out. It's been sitting out there in the lot and this, that, and the other and everything. And she's looking to try and upgrade and move and get to something else so she can get back and forth to work. Can I refer her to you and maybe you can help her out?
Absolutely, man. You know, I tell you what, man, and every time, you know, you send somebody to me and they purchase the car through me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you what, there will be a gratuity coming to your show. I'm telling you because I know
things
talk. I will say, hey, I will send some money to help you with your show because I like it. I'm going to do that anyway because I really like the show, man. So, hey, man,
well,
God bless you,
thank
Fat Man. And I love you,
God
man.
God bless
and
you,
thank
too.
You name.
No problem, no problem, y'all. I will be in touch with you, y'all. That was my man, OGC, you know what I'm saying, out there at Friendly Ford. He said, if you go out there and mention that, yo, I'm coming out here to get a car, Fat Man told me to bring my ass out here, he's going to give you the royal, royal treatment. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to him. This just in on my computer and this and the other. Sean Barton has just been arrested and picked up for child molestation and luring kids off of Facebook, Twitter, and what is this? Tumble or I guess it's Tumble or something like that or MogoSpace. Okay. Facebook target in MogoSpace. His name is Sean Barton. You guys got to look out for these predators. He just got arrested out here in Las Vegas, Nevada for luring kids over on the internet and everything. People, keep an eye on our kids, y'all. That's all we got. Our kids is our future. You know what I'm saying? And if we can't protect them, who is? Because ain't nobody else going to protect them. So y'all make sure. Look here. In my mama's house, it wasn't no thing called privacy. My mama would come in my room. She'd go through my shit and this and the other and everything like that. And she would dare me to say something to her about it. You know what I mean? So y'all gotta make sure y'all be up on what your kids is doing. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, once again, they had let Zimmerman's funky ass out of jail and everything like that, you know, for brandishing a firearm or whatever the hell and everything. But in other news, K. Michelle gets on stage and shows her hoo-hoo. You know what I'm saying? K. Michelle got some serious camel toe going on right now up on stage doing that damn thing. You know what I mean? And it is all over the internet. So, you know, if anybody's been watching Love and Hip Hop, K. Michelle is always talking about she can't find a man instead of the other to take care of her right. And, you know, she went on strike and she put her nana on strike and everything like that. So, well, it ain't no strike no more. She got some serious, matter of fact, I'm going to post this to my wall. She got some serious camel toe going on right now, y'all. Y'all can go to my Facebook wall and check that out. You know what I'm saying? And right now, if I'm not mistaken, in high school, these high school kids is something else. Right now, we have a 400-pound running back, in a high school running back. His coach, Andrew Bush, says that the most team will – wait a minute. He said that most teams will sick for a lineman and a middle linebacker on pitcher to try and take him down. I mean, a 400-pound running back, I don't know if he's running in slow motion or what. It says, Wyshawn High School in Yakima, Washington, that's a name for your ass, Yakima. No wonder why he 400 pounds and shit. Washington has a pretty big weapon on the football team, senior Tony Picard, okay, a running back and nose tackle, weighs in at 400 pounds and stands at 6 feet 4 inches, 6'4", and 400 pounds. Damn! Boy, that's I hate to see him coming in through a lineup, you know what I'm saying? And to all my people out there in Jamaica, Jamaica, man. We got our international news. Check this out. Two Jamaicans, all right, Desmond Phillips says a bizarre-looking catch, okay, which lures dozens of people to the beach. They just pulled out a 900-pound sunfish, okay? Where the fuck you find a 900-pound sunfish? Look here. If there's anything in the ocean 900 pounds, it needs to keep his ass out there. I don't need to be pulling it up on dry land, calling myself, trying to eat it, I guess they fed the village or whatever the hell, and this, that, and the other. But this is out there in Jamaica. So everybody that's planning on going to Jamaica and fucking around in the water and all that shit, you need to be careful because there's sunfish out there that's 900 pounds. If you can find a 900-pound sunfish to bite you in your ass, you didn't need to have your ass in the water. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Fat Man, wake your ass up, boy, the show. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big up in here. You know how we do it. We go do it like this. We got a lot of stuff going on out here. We got a lot of charities going on. Y'all know I do a lot of charities. Like I said, the toy drive is starting next Monday. Big shout out to the Thick Nation. You know, we've already started the toy drive. We're going to feed 500 people for Thanksgiving this year. That's our goal. So if y'all want to hit me up, you can hit me up on my personal number, 702-475-1109. And let me know if you got anything to donate, any blankets, anything like that, y'all. We are our brother's keepers. We have to make sure that we take care of our people. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody else going to take care of our people. You know, trust me, they're not going to do it. So we got to make sure that we do it. We have to come together and unify, y'all. I keep saying this all the time, but it's all good and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what my auntie is back there doing and everything. I guess she been quiet this morning. I need to go back there and check on her and everything. You know what I'm saying? We about to get into this. I got to pay some bills right now, y'all, and I will be right back. Here's some OJs for y'all. She used to be my girl. I gave her ass away, but she used to be my girl. That's just like, you know, I used to see her every day, but now I just see her every other day. You know? You got the Fat Man up in here, y'all. Let's go.
Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so.
show down, baby. You know what I'm saying? We gonna do it like this, y'all. We gonna keep it going.
Church, this is Chris.
Yeah, who's y'all pastor?
Who is our winner?
Who's y'all pastor?
This is Church the Chicken.
This ain't the church?
No.
What's your name, baby?
Huh?
What church is this?
This is Church's Chicken. This is a restaurant, man.
Oh, y'all don't have prayer service?
No, this is Church's Chicken, a restaurant, man. You have the wrong churches.
Oh, well, what time is y'all service?
Man, yeah, this is not church. This is not church. This is Church's Chicken.
Well, it say church?
Yeah, church? It's Church's Chicken.
Well, don't the chicken belong to the church?
No, ma'am.
Well, what time y'all open?
What time we open?
Uh-huh.
We open at 10:30.
So y'all start like at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, we start serving chicken at 10:30, ma'am.
Well, what about Sunday school?
Ma'am, this is not a church.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Chris.
Well, have you been born again?
Huh?
Let me pray for you. Bow your head. Lord, help Chris, Lord. And then go down and fry the chicken in your name, Lord, with mashed potatoes and okra and corn and all that stuff they be serving. And that they get 10% of it to you, amen. Well, we'll be up there, me and all my members here. Yeah.
Okay.
Praise God.
Hello?
I'm Miss Gladys.
Who is this?
Good morning. I'm calling from the Save a Stripper Foundation.
Who is this?
My name, I got your number from your grandson, and he told me that you were saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, and you go to Joel Osteen's church.
Oh, from Kenneth?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Fine, young man. Fine, young man.
You know, funny thing, he called me a minute ago.
Yeah.
And I had just got to praying for him.
Uh-huh. Well, he needs praying because I met him in the strip club.
What?
And I'm trying to, he said... He was in there trying to, we came up with a foundation called Save a Stripper Foundation. Trying
oh, really?
To get girls to turn their life over and give it to God.
What?
And what he said that you were doing, we just want to thank you in advance that you was going to put three of them up in your house for about 2 months and read the Bible to them and help them out till they get on their feet and find a real job, like at Chuck E. Cheese, Shalosky's Deli, Foot Locker. You understand?
What?
Yeah, let me pray for you right now. Bow your head. Lord, help Miss Gladys, because you know she's going to open up her door to three strippers and one hurricane victim from Hurricane Katrina. There's a stripper named Katrina. There's a stripper named Katrina that need healing. And we know Miss Gladys is going to do the right thing and let the strippers come in her house. They ain't going to steal nothing, God. We're going to pray that they don't steal nothing or jump on Miss Gladys because she's such a sweet woman for letting them stay there. Thank you in advance.
No, I have to pray about that, baby. I can't tell you.
God told you. He didn't already told me to tell you.
No,
he spoke through.
No, ma'am. I got to pray about it.
You ain't no real Christian.
I ain't. Okay, then. Goodbye.
Hello. Hello.
Short of vitamins.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm having problems. May I speak to one of your guys to come out here and spray?
One moment. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm having problems at my home. Do roaches fly?
Do roaches fly?
Roaches.
Yes.
Yes, what happened, I was out there watering my flowers and things, and I came in the house and two roaches was mating. They were stuck. And I stepped on the female and killed her and slid on the floor. And the male roach got mad and went to flying and started trying to attack me. I need somebody to come out here and spray.
What's your address, ma'am?
I'm at, hold on. Oh, Jesus, echo head come. Hold on. Oh! Oh! Ah! 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 Somebody had to call the police. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Can you come out here and spray? I'm on 63rd Street. In Booker.
Where?
Can you write my phone number down?
What's your phone number?
777-9311.
Uh-huh. What's your name?
What time can y'all get somebody out here?
What's your name?
Bernice Jenkins.
Bernice Jenkins?
Uh-huh.
What's your address?
My address. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. I done fell out this chair. Oh, Jesus. Hello? Hello?
Yo, wake your ass up. You got your boy up in here. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, y'all. That's just some of the stuff, man, that my auntie be doing here at the house. You know what I'm saying? And I be taping it. You know what I'm saying? I got to set up cameras and shit. I got to put blocks and shit on the phone and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? It's 20 minutes after 7, y'all, out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, man. We doing it real big. You got your boy up in here, Fat Man, the Fat Man Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? Wake your ass up, Morning Show, y'all. Man, that's just, yeah, Lord, God bless her. God bless her. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So we going to keep it pushing. Sometimes I tickle my own self and shit like that there, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So we gonna keep it pushing like this. I'm getting some little requests right now. I'm gonna play this for all the lovers in the house tonight. You know what I'm saying? For all the ladies and for all the fellas that wake up feeling that type of way when you wake up. I'm going to let Bobby Womack tell you why you're feeling that type of way. Here we go, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it like
I'm
this, y'all.
I'm going to get your song to all the lovers tonight.
You got your boy Fat Man, y'all. It is Wake Your Ass Up Time.
I expect that might be the whole
and, of course, today is Hump Day. Yeah! You know what I'm saying? 7:21 a.m. Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all.
When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, she's telling me about the things that my girlfriend got. What she ain't got, and she told me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're moaning now, huh, wait until tonight, girl. I'll be more. Thank you.
Everybody needs somebody to love. It's good that you know that you got somebody that'll stand by your side, that'll fill you up when you're falling down. And you have that someone, baby. Cause I've done my time, and it's your turn now.
That man up in here to wake your ass up morning show. What's going on, everybody? It's 26 minutes after 7 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know, we're doing it real big, you know, today and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's rolling with me and hanging with me right now. You know, I got everybody. I got people from the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? I got Latisha Jackson in the building, D. Jones out there in Denver, Colorado. I got Shorty. Sonya Shorty by Nature out there in Albany, New York. My man DJ Trevor Faith Soko is out there in London, England. You know, big shout out to my man Eddie Hughes. He's definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? My girl Caprice, the boss lady Fox, is definitely in the building. She's holding us down. Of course, my nephew Harry Curtis in the building out there protecting the world. He's out there in Fort Irwin, California. Queen size Cali Diva out there in L.A., California. You know what I'm saying? My man Willie Christian is in the building, San Diego, California. And, of course, my girl, Laura, she's out there in SD, California. My man, Kenny Black, out here in Las Vegas. My man, Mike Bleasy, you know what I'm saying? A big shout-out to my man, Earl. Okay, Earl Coibi, I think, out there in Johannesburg, Africa. You know what I'm saying? So everybody is listening, and everybody, you know, big shout out to Roscoe Williams, and I know my man, Sheldon, and everything. It's talking about play. What do you say? Play Jump in the Air and Stay There by Original P or Good Life by Inner City. Okay, if I can download that, I will. But everything that I play is already set and etched in stone, because your boy got a format, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So I will try and download some of that and everything, you know what I'm saying. If y'all got any shit requests or anything, just inbox me and let me know what's going on. But one thing I do not do on my morning shows, and that's I play local artists. That's what Unsigned Hype for. That's what Unsigned Hype is for every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. That's all I play are local artists. But on this morning show, we talk about main shit, we talk about shit, we talk about real shit, and we keep it 600. That's just like all the technical firms in America. We talk about Facebook, Amazon, Twitter, and everything like that are starting to hire more women. You know what I'm saying? They're starting to hire more women. More women are getting into the workforce. They're becoming CEOs. They're becoming owners. They're becoming executives and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So the increase of the percentage of hiring women has increased by 20% since 2012. So that means ladies out there getting their work on. And in lieu of that, it says I got something that just came across my computer. For all you people that's working in the offices and on your way to work and you're thinking about asking your boss that question you've been wanting to ask for the longest, right here it says 10 questions you must never ask your boss, all right? You know what I'm saying? So it says, you know, when you need a day off, you have to ask a question about your career or your boss is the best source of information you could hope for. Many employees chat with their managers every day about everything from new accounts to what's for lunch. But even if you are your boss or our buddies, there's still a fine line between management and management and employee. This is the same thing as a fine line between manager and artist. This is stuff that we talk about all the time. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to small, nitpicky questions that can annoy your manager or boss and make you look helpless, all right? Question number one, how do I do this? You got to ask your boss, how do I do this? You need to just pack up your shit and go right there. You know what I'm saying? If you have to ask your boss this question, your boss will feel you don't even have the basic competency to perform your job. You know what I'm saying? Sky Team International H&R Leader Development Firm, okay? Instead, say, I'm considering X. What are your thoughts? You know what I'm saying? So bring it to a conversation. Question number two, what are we here for? If you ask, please don't talk into a meeting without a clue to why are you there. You know what I'm saying? Arriving at a meeting unprepared and unannounced is just the worst thing an employee could ever do, all right? Question number three is, why did John get a promotion when I have more time in the position? You know what I'm saying? Why did he get it and I didn't get it? Y'all just looked me over and everything like that. Serious questions about your career trajectory can be trajectories should be asked only if you're engaging with your boss during an official review, okay? Just don't bring that shit up out of the blue and this, that, and the other. When am I going to get a raise? When am I going to this, that, and the other? You know what I'm saying? You should take more confidence, take more confident approach when talking and dealing with your boss and your manager, okay? That's number three, all right? You know what I'm saying? That's three right there. We're going to get into the rest of the questions in a little bit and everything like that. So, y'all, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. We're going to do it real big, y'all. You know what I'm saying? One thing I wanted to address and everything. It's like I got a post from a young lady yesterday, and she made a good point. She was saying that, you know, she keeps getting a lot of people posting stuff on her wall and everything, you know what I'm saying? And she like, yo, don't post stuff on my wall and stuff and everything, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, okay, you know, I'm sorry that I was posting shit on your wall. And you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry about that. You know what I mean? But I've noticed that we get a lot of people that stay on Facebook. We get a lot of people that's on Facebook. Facebook is supposed to be used for networking purposes. I've always posed this question to people. A woman will fuss, or a woman will take an ass whooping from a man daily, every damn day. He coming in, he talking to her crazy. He's not treating her with the respect that she deserves. She don't say nothing. But the first time that man makes a post on Facebook or something like that and she don't like it, she going to pack your shit, and she going to set you the hell out. You know what I'm saying? We have to get our priorities straight. Facebook is a social site. It needs to be used for promotion purposes, networking, getting in touch with people, finding people that you probably really wouldn't find. You know what I'm saying? But I think we get a lot of it twisted, and I think we get a lot of it misconstrued. Big shout-out to my girl Jasmine that's out there on her way to work, you know what I'm saying? She's trying to pull it up, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, in case y'all don't know, once again, it's going down tonight, the Latin Grammys, hosted by yours truly, fat, greasy-ass nigga named Fat Man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be getting it in. It's the listening party for my man, Yaya, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? I'm going to play this song because this is what we're going to be doing tonight up in the Latin Grammys, you know what I'm saying? Overall, wait a minute. Let me give you the address where it's at and everything, because it's going down tonight. Girl. It's going down. It's going down it's going down like six fat girls in a Hyundai and everything, and they rolling on empty, and they got to try and find a gas station. You know, you know what I'm saying? That's how it's going down up in here. You know what I mean? So it's going down like that, y'all. You know, like I said, big shout out to my man D Jones. Big shout out to my man Rick Ross. The real Rick Ross, he's been hitting me up and everything like that. He's been sending me T-shirts and everything. You know, he's about to be part of the Unsigned Hype movement right now. You know what I'm saying? So we will be going out there. And I know I reported yesterday about Butterball. Butterball is running out of turkeys, y'all, and that's got me kind of worried because I ain't got my turkey yet, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And it's like, yo, if Butterball is running out of turkeys, what is we going to do? What is we going to do if we don't have no turkeys? We don't have no turkeys, no nothing, no this, no that. You know what I'm saying? It's Thanksgiving, y'all. It's the holiday. But this is what we going to be doing tonight around about 10 o'clock. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be hosting the Latin Grammys and everything, and this is what we're going to be doing. This is my man, Dub C, right here, coming to you live and direct, 7:36 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? This is my man, Dub C, and we just clowning.
That janky is Dub C. Still get him a thump on, walk on. What are the G's? Dub FC. Riders wanna buy the feds on camera with the folded bandana. It's me, the D-U-B-U-C and Night Train. Slip a two finger spit on the kid once again. A finger skip, skip. Throw it up, give it up. I get rolled up, swore up. Thought I told you about this man, circle soldier. All stars, neck pieces, khakis and linen. The OG godfather with the blue feather in it. The shadiest, nigga was cracking. Who got the slacking? Nigga, what they going for? Everybody gonna flow. Make way for the locust cutthroat with the real longest Moses. Walking in your casket, striking penitentiary poses. A straight vet, connect gang, get my set. Since a rook, I did everything in the book. Putting these things on you like bing bing when I hit you. Look, this rap game ain't ready for a real nigga.
Got you clowning, we got thousands still out hanging to see. Players getting jacked from thinking I'm acting, y'all can't see. Just clowning, we got thousands still out dragging the stream.
Like it,
players getting jacked from thinking I'm acting, y'all can't see the scene.
Now bow to the shadiest, hood patrolling, west rolling, seven-figure nigga still high five blowing, pistol holding, rid of a nothing but truth, jumping out the foe in the corduroy and house shoes. Dub C, a G, been in these streets for years, been locking since the fourth MDs were singing tears. Now what the fuck a new nigga gotta say to me? I was pulling two of them when Teddy was the beat. 1984, low Kelly for Serena, and Uncle Jam, Jimmy Jack, and niggas for fears. We run DMC and Jam, that's the first bus. We was snatching motherfuckers out of Nissan trucks. Reyes bar, Cooper, real killers and nick kickers that never ran on you, but was quick to put some hands on you. Man, y'all better figure us out quick. Ain't no rappers here, we fellas trying to make money at this shit.
Not just clowns, yeah. We got thousands still out taking the stream. Players can check from thinking I'm acting, y'all can't see the scene. Not just clowns, and we got thousands still out taking the stream. Players can check from thinking I'm acting, y'all can't see the scene.
It's the Caterpillar, Night Grinder, West Rider, Hood Rider Slider, Deuce 4-7 all day, every day, 4 deep in the corners in the rag Chevrolet. Started off minor, before I turned major, used to do it for free, but now I ride for the paper, man, circle, hit him up like, bam, where y'all from, I'm in the knees on that gum, y'all know where we from, it's that 15th letter, two times with the S, cut off sticky, wear a descender from the west, steady square, dropping in the center of the crowd, with my flag on my head, tied ancient mama style, but ain't nobody tripping, cause we all above the ends, plus fool, I don't set trip, I set trends, now after this, I'm giving y'all about a year, we gon' see how many niggas grow braids in their beard.
Not just clowning, we got thousands still out taking the same. Players can check from thinking I'm acting, y'all can't see the same. Not just clowning, we got thousands still out taking the stream.
A little louder.
Players can check from thinking I'm acting, y'all can't see the same.
Come on, come on.
Pusha ain't the vision, baby. Dollar sign. Got that good dick, girl. I already know that I'm shit, girl. And if I fuck with you, then you shit too. Girl, stop playing with that shit, dude. Dollar sign pushing the label, baby. The whole team big, getting paper, baby. Presidential rollies in them red bottoms. Anything decent, bitch, you know I got it. You know I got it, where the ladies at? If you got some good pussy, baby, say yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah. If it tastes like water, let me hear you holler. In the club with the homies popping all.
We ain't going to the bars. girl, you fucking with the stars. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gone, let a nigga go to work. Go to work. Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me, get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around.
And I put that on the hood.
On the hood.
I'ma give it to you good.
Good.
I'ma do it like you should.
Like you should.
Say that pussy death, bro, call me Shug.
Ha! Run it, then beat it up.
Beat it up.
You feel it in your stomach, then eat it up.
Eat it up.
And it ain't no keeping up.
Wow.
She ain't hitting high notes, I ain't deep enough.
Ha.
I go deeper,
deeper.
$1 million man, it's the sleeper.
Sleeper.
$1 million dream, you, me, and my Mercedes, girl. So when I scoop you, baby girl,
we ain't going to the bars.
Nah,
girl, you fucking with the stars.
Ha.
I like the way you wearing that skirt.
That skirt.
Gone, let a nigga go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around.
Hey, we could get it in the booth
right here.
Hey, or we could take it to the coupe.
To the coupe.
We could do it on the five or the deuce. When I'm in it, had little mama screaming out woo. We could get it in the pool
right here.
Or we could take it to the coupe.
To the coupe.
We could do it on the five of the deuce. Go to war on that pussy. Better call the truce. That's the truth. Truthfully, you never had better. S-E-X is why disease like the last letter. Then I mash like potatoes. I'm a casket. Baby glass never left.
And we ain't going to the bars. Girl, you fucking with the stars. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gone, let a nigga go to work. Go to work. Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around. Good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around.
Here. 7:43 in here. Wake your ass up, morning show. It's going down. Listen, I just got something come across my computer and everything. This is breaking news. 10 minutes ago, a truck was stopped in Arizona. I don't know if it was coming out of Phoenix, but it was heading in Arizona. A truck was just stopped, I guess heading towards Vegas or whatever, and they just seized 10 tons of marijuana kush, all right? It's going to be dried in the motherfucker out here this weekend and this and the other. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm lightheaded. I'm busy and shit. Oh, Lord have mercy. 10 tons of marijuana kush, and they done got it, and it's been seized. So that means ain't shit going on out here. Ain't a damn thing going on out here this weekend, y'all. That's a damn shame. Boy, I swear, y'all little drug dealers just be fucking up the drug game. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Y'all out here trying to do the damn thing and everything. Y'all got to realize, you know, these old school jumpers that paved the way. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got these OGs that's out here that's paving the way. Y'all doing things and stuff like that. And y'all just fucking up the game. Y'all keep it hot everywhere. This is why the police, this is why they want to increase the fucking sales tax to get more policemen for shit like this. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is like this. y'all need to be on the low. Like they say, the fans ain't watching. Y'all niggas is telling. You don't even know it. You got your
money back.
We about to do this, y'all. Wake your ass up. Time to get your ass ready for work. Y'all
take
a little
bad-ass
kid to school.
And
time to wake
the heck,
y'all. You
don't even know. It's $1,000 per lane. You don't even know. Just have me in no car. You don't even know. I came up from bottom. You don't even know. My
It's alright with me, you don't need no. Got killers with me right now, you don't need no. This $1 million watch, you don't need no. Got $1 million clip, you don't need no.
Hey, that monster truck, sit tall, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, no, we don't do more. This ain't PJ, no rosé for me, don't even pour. Spence on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged in, you know it. AP and that P-Gate, what a bright lean when on board. Got a masterpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, Floyd, TV seat, front row it. Rocco the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 pack lane, you don't even know. Just have $1 million car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. Much alright with me, you don't need no. Got killers with me right now, you don't need no. This $1 million watch, you don't need no.
We got a lot of men. If you see me got a problem, run up on me like you want a guarantee. We gonna solve him, he'll be thinking someone shot him. Hit him with a bottle, I'ma let him have it. Started from the bottom, now my diamonds look like autumn. And police don't even call him, it's a milli if you call him. Presidential rollie is a ticket if you want it. And I showed you little but you can get it if you want it. Woo! Woo! U-O-E-N-O. That good weed, you don't even blow. See, I drank so much Bombay in here tonight, can't even drive. And that here feels so good to me that I can't even lie. See me all up on the curb, you think I'm drunk the way I'm swerving. See you ask how much it cost, you know, got a lot of nerves. So much money on the motherfucking bottles up in here, I got nervous. Order more car service, Phantom Rolls Royce curtains. Rolling more and that's curtains. Young Khalifa, that's curtains. And Taylor gang, we worship.
It's $1,000 per lane, you don't even know. Just have $1 million car, you don't even know. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know. Much alright with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. Got $1 million clip, you don't even know. Hey. We turned up every day, you don't even know. Got you with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. Yeah. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Driving half a $1 million car, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. Got to speak no English, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it.
What's going on, everybody? Got your boy Fat Man up in here, y'all. It's 7:49 a.m. I got 10 minutes left in my show. I've been getting hit up. Everybody talking about you ain't give out the address to the to where the event gonna be tonight. Y'all need to start paying attention because the address is right on the damn flyer. It's called the Crimson Lounge, 4850 West Flamingo Road, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? I'll say it again. The Charisma. I guess that's what it is. Charisma Lounge, K-A-R-I-Z-M-A Lounge, 4850 West Flamingo Road, Las Vegas, Nevada. We've been floating the flyer around and everything like that. We can put the shows together for you. We can get the artists there, but damn it, I can't get you there. Damn it, all I can do is just promote it. Y'all got to look. Sometimes things are in your face and you don't even see it. That's why they say if it was a snake, it would have bit you. You know what I'm saying? But it's right there in your face, so y'all got to pay attention and look, I appreciate y'all. Y'all know I like to fuck with y'all in the morning and everything because it's time to wake y'all ass up. But listen, I appreciate y'all rolling with the Fat Man. I appreciate y'all being down with the Fat Man. Big shout out to everybody who got a birthday today. Y'all texting me and shit while I'm on the phone. I keep asking y'all, don't text me while I'm on the damn phone and all of that. But see, y'all like to be hard-headed. See, that's what I say. That's what Big Mama used to say. A hard head make a soft ass and shit, you know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So y'all texting me and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody who got a birthday today. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Angela Hurd. She's 46 years old today. Big shout out to DJ BMD Chi-Town. He's 36 years old today. Big shout out to the Boss Lady. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Kane Solomon. You know what I mean? And bro Eric Pullen. Okay, Venomous. What is that? Alpharad, Ultra MC. I don't know about all that shit, care player. And big shout out. Happy birthday to Marlon, Big Cat Roe. And happy birthday to Max Heigler or whatever, this and the other. And y'all know tonight that the event tonight is free, 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 free. Y'all need to come out and support all these local artists. We did it the other night with Eddie Fuse over there at the Luna Lounge. Big shout out to Eddie Fuse, you know what I'm saying? Full Core Circle Music Group, you know what I'm saying? They over there doing it real big and everything. We had all the artists come out and support tonight. I need you to come out and support. We are supporting our man, our homie, the big homie, Yaya tonight, you know what I'm saying, for his release party. You know what I'm saying? So we need all of you artists, all the ladies, all the media. We need everybody that believes in what goes on in Las Vegas, Nevada to be in the building tonight. This is something that I talk about all the time, bringing artists together in unity. We got a lot of people who don't really give a fuck about if we come together in unity. People are just really giving a fuck about what's being done, what's being played, how can it benefit them. If that was the case, I wouldn't be doing the show that I'm doing because I would be looking at everybody who want me to play a song or how the fuck it's going to benefit me. Because I'm doing a service for artists and for major artists. I'm breaking music. I'm changing lives. I'm helping the other man. I'm helping the brother man. Now, I can sit here all day and tell you how ain't nobody helped me. I had to help myself. But I'm not even going to go there because when I look at adversity in the face, I step up. I don't back up. You know what I'm saying? And I look it dead in the face. This is why I create my own avenues. This is why I get out here and I do what I have to do. There's been so many people claiming that, all right, man, I got your back and I'm trying to roll with you. But the proof is in the pudding. If all you want is money from me, I can't fuck with you. I need somebody to believe in what the fuck these artists are doing. I need somebody to invest in a lot of these artists and quit whining and crying about it. If you believe in the artist and you like his music, then make an investment. Sign him to a contract. Do what he needs to do. If you're going to be a manager, then manage. When an artist has to go out in the street and find his own shit and do his own thing, promote his own shit, push his own music, press up his own music, sell his own music, ain't no motherfucking use for a manager then. You know what I'm saying? We have no use for you. They have no use for us. So you have to make yourself accessible. You have to put yourself in the position to be needed. You have to put yourself in a position to be able to execute what you say that you're going to do. In other words, be a man of your motherfucking word. In this business and in life, all we have is our word. Stick to it. Because you don't need nobody saying one thing and then doing another. You know what I'm saying? We get enough of that. Artists has been run around and everything like that. People have been run around and everything like that. Women, men, children, the black race, period, has been given the runaround like that. My man made a statement the other day. Big shout out to my man Kenny Black. He didn't make it on the show today. But my man made a statement yesterday that made a lot of sense. They would never let Michael Jackson get on the strip and perform. But right now, they got a fucking impersonator on the strip performing Michael Jackson's music. They got a whole show built around Michael Jackson. They don't have none of his family in it. They don't have none of the other Jacksons in it. We don't even know if any of the Jacksons are involved. You know what I'm saying? I know Joe Jackson around here fucking with these white girls. You can catch Joe Jackson over there at the swap meet over there off of Lake Mead. You can catch Joe Jackson in the hood. I know Joe Jackson personally. I remember when he was trying to get his record label together. So listen, we need to look at what's going on around us and make a difference. We have a voice. We are artists. Okay, we are managers, we are business owners, we are producers, we are promoters, etc. Then we need to get out here and make a stand and make our voice known. That's just like Maya Angelou said. If we all come together and form a fist, we can create a mighty blow. You know what I'm saying? And if you go down there on Fremont Street and find the right type of chick at the right place, you can get a mighty blow. You got your voice, man. Go that. I'm out of here, y'all. This goes out to all my niggas. This, matter of fact, this goes out to the new mayor that they picked in Detroit, Michigan. They picked this mayor after old boy went to jail and got 20 years to life. So this goes out to the new mayor of Detroit, Michigan, my nigga.
I said that I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding outside all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga, 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 my nigga. First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with the Glock, they don't think. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga K, shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas. And I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding outside out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
Dope boys, my niggas.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. When we used to hit our wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right by the case, my nigga. Drink that act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, trying to chase them figures.
Who got it, y'all? Who got it, y'all?
Don't matter.
Don't say
it. I'm a rap with my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
rich homie, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My niggas, I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas,
but then I'ma ride
rap for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in unless I'm with my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga